Hello everyone, and welcome to 10 Today, Series 2, Session Number 5. These are short, 10-minute physical activity routines which will get you moving and stretching. They're great for your health, including boosting your mood, and very importantly, they're designed to support your everyday movements, your functional fitness, your flexibility, balance, and mobility, such as when you have to reach up, turn, bend down, and so on. These simple routines will help you with that. Just take them at your own pace. There are plenty of options. If an exercise feels too much, then just take it easy and have a break. All the exercises can be done either standing up or sitting down. So just do whatever feels good for you today. When lifting your arms or knees, only go as far as is comfortable. If you have any problems with your knees or hips, take care not to twist them during the movements. It can also help to pull in your tummy when you're bending your back, and just breathe normally throughout these activities. We want you all to do these activities safely. You are responsible for monitoring how you're feeling throughout the sessions. If you feel any discomfort or pain, for example, if you feel unwell or dizzy or experience palpitations, then please stop and seek medical advice. By taking part, you agree to our terms and conditions. Please read our terms and conditions on the 10 Today website at 10today.co.uk. Please remember, you agree to take part at your own risk. If you're remaining seated, it would be ideal if you can use a hard chair, preferably one without arms, such as a dining chair that you can sit upright in, with a straight back and with your feet flat on the floor. If you're standing, just step your feet hip-width apart, relax your shoulders and take a good strong stance. And you might want to have a sturdy chair nearby to hold on to sometimes for balance. We hope you enjoy 10 today. So we're just going to start with a warm-up. You're just going to quickly tap or pat different parts of your body. So briefly tap along each arm, one at a time, in different places. Your upper arm, your forearm, and your wrist. Do the same on both arms. Then pat the top of both legs, just quickly tapping up and down your legs in various places towards your knees for a few seconds. You should be nicely warmed up now and ready to move. So the first exercise is catch the raise. Raise both arms straight up in the air, pushing up above your head and with your palms facing upwards. Then bring both arms down with your palms down. Now bend forwards and swing both hands together in front of your knees, a bit like a pendulum motion, from left to right and again, left to right. Then straighten up and repeat this again. So raise your arms straight up in the air with your palms up. Then lower your arms with the palms down. Bend forwards and swing your hands in front of your knees from left to right and again, left to right and straighten up. Keep going for a few more times, reaching a bit higher and sweeping a bit lower if you can. This is really good for your shoulders and arms and your balance too. The next one is look to the hills. So with the usual starting position of your feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, turn your upper body to the left. Keep your feet facing forwards. Raise both arms to shoulder height, bending your elbows slightly so your hands are facing each other in front of your chest. Then pull your arms back, still at the same height, and with the elbows fully bent, like butterfly wings. Now rotate your shoulders to move your arms backwards in circular movements. If you're standing, you can bend your knees slightly at the same time. If you're sitting, you can press down through your feet. Continue rolling your shoulders to move those arms. Then stop and circle your arms in the other direction, rolling your shoulders and moving those arms forwards this time. Then stop, turn your upper body to the right and repeat on that side, rolling the shoulders and arms forwards first of all and then backwards a few more times. Try making these circles a bit wider if you can. This is great for your chest and hip rotation, as well as your shoulders. Next up, it's rise up. Start with a wider stance by moving your feet a bit further apart. Point your toes out slightly and, if you're standing, bend your knees. You can also use your arms for balance by putting them out in front of you. Keeping your feet flat on the floor, rise up a little way and lower back down again into that starting position by just bending and straightening your knees. So rise up and then lower back down. Keep going. If you're sitting, lift your bottom slightly off the chair if you can, using your arms for balance. If you can't rise from the chair, then move your feet further forwards. Press down through your feet instead and put your hands on your thighs. Just move within your capabilities. Let's do a few more. Try to go a little bit lower if you can and hold on to the rise. That's great. This is a good one for your core muscles and your balance. Now it's time for rushing water. Step your right foot forward, bending the knee slightly into a lunge position with your trailing leg naturally raised on its toes. At the same time, stretch both arms out directly in front of you at shoulder height if you can, with your hands close together. Then step back, pushing your arms out to each side in a line with your shoulders, like swimming the breaststroke. Now step forward with your left foot, bending the knee and pointing your arms out in front again. Then step back, pulling your arms back and out to each side. And repeat this a few times more, alternating your feet. So step forward, push your arms forward, step back and pull your arms back. Try to keep your arms up at shoulder level. This is another good one for your arms, shoulders, chest and core. The next one is rotating the wheels. Start by pushing both arms straight up in the air above your head, then sweep both arms clockwise together to make a big circular movement like a wheel turning. Lean forwards as your arms move past your legs and then straighten back up as you sweep your arms up to complete the circle. Repeat this movement a few times, slowly sweeping those arms through the air, going round, down in front of your legs and up to the other side in a big circle. Then stop and change direction to go anti-clockwise this time. So arms high above your head to start and sweep them all the way around in a circle. Do this a few more times, trying to keep your arms straight and make a wide circle if you can. It's really good for your core muscles and your balance. Now it's time for lift the ball. Hold both arms out in front of you at chest height with your elbows bent and your hands positioned as if you're holding a football. Then raise your arms up above your head with your hands in that same position, imagining that you're trying not to drop the ball. Now bring that imaginary ball down towards the ground, bending your knees as you lower your hands down and then straighten up again. Then repeat. Starting with that ball out in front of you, stretching it up above your head and then bringing it down towards the floor. Keep going with this for a few more times, reaching a little bit higher and a bit lower if you can. This is a great one for your shoulders, chest and core. That's good. The next one is making certain. So with the usual starting position, feet hip width apart and shoulders relaxed, step your right foot forward, bending the knees slightly, and punch out your right arm straight in front of you at the same time. Pull your arm back and step back. Then switch feet. So this time step forward on your left foot as you punch your left arm straight out. Pull your arm and step back. Keep going with this for a few more times, just alternating from left to right. You can make your punch more powerful if you can, and lean into the strike. This is a good one for your legs, arms, shoulders, and hip movement too. Well done. Now, we're going over the sticks. If you're standing, you might want to hold on to a sturdy chair for balance. Start by lifting your right leg, bending your knee up towards your body. Return that foot to the floor and lift the other leg and down again. Just carry on with this, alternating between left and right. You can keep your arms by your sides or use them for balance if you're standing and not holding on to a chair. Try lifting each leg up a little bit higher if you can. That's great. This is good for your legs, buttocks, back and core. Now it's grasp the bird's tail. This has its origins in Tai Chi and we're aiming for a lovely flowing movement with the arms. So just start by leaning forward slightly and bending your knees if you're standing. Sweep your right arm down towards your left leg, then swing that arm back and sweep it right up into the air. Look at your fingers as they flow out. Then do the same with your left arm, swinging it down towards your right knee and then sweeping it up into the air. Keep going, sweeping one arm down towards the opposite leg and then swinging it back and up into the air. Then do the same again with the other arm. Keep those movements nice and flowing and try going a little bit lower and higher if you can. This is a great one for your hip rotation, arms, shoulders and chest. And the last one is Brave the Wind. You're going to do two movements together for this one. Start by holding your arms straight out to either side in line with your shoulders. At the same time, lift your heels off the floor to rise up onto your toes. Then lower your arms back down to your sides as you lower your feet back down to the floor. So raise up onto your toes as your arms go up to each side and then lower your feet as your arms come down. Repeat this a few more times, rising a little bit higher onto your toes if you can. This is good for your legs, core and your balance too. That's all the exercises done. We're just going to finish with a quick shake to cool down. So raise both arms up above your head towards the ceiling and just briefly wave your hands and arms in the air. Then lift one leg slightly from the floor if you can. Shake it out in the air for a second or two. Raise the other leg and shake that one out too. Or you can just shake your upper body instead. So that's the end of the session. Great work everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. Doing 10 today just 3 times a week can have positive benefits for your physical health and improve your well-being too. It's short, it's fun, and you'll simply feel better, so do keep going. You can also watch videos of all the sessions at 10today.co.uk.